Hello, thank you for calling Alan or for calling MTS. My name is Alan on the recorded line. Am I speaking with Mary?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is regarding the Depo-Provera lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm just going to be asking you a few questions. If you could please simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no. Again, I want to let you know that the call is on the recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet that criteria to participate in a Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
All right. Are you willing to affirm to your answer under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm, or signed documents with another law
Yes.
firm? Okay.
I'm
Are you
sorry,
look
you.
Okay. Are you looking to file this claim, filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Okay. What would you say is your date of diagnosis?
It was February 13th, 2019.
Okay, give me one moment, please. You said it was 12/13.
No, I said February 13th, 2019. I'm
Okay.
sorry, I'm kind of hoarse.
That's
My
okay.
voice kind of hard to talk. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're okay. Not a problem. I have February 13th, so that's 2/13/2019. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
February 3rd, 1974.
I have 2/3/1974. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera?
I do. I know a couple of people that were.
Okay. And who else do you know that was injured by Depo-Provera? Are they cousins,
My
family?
sister, no, she was my sister. She passed away, but she was injured by it too, but she passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that. Are you your sister's, does she have a executor of her estate?
No, she did not.
Okay. And do you know who her next of kin is?
Me. Talking
You are.
about outside of me?
Was she married when she passed?
No, she was not.
Okay. And all right, give me one moment. After we complete yours, we could potentially also help you with, filing a claim on behalf of your sister as well. Would you like to do that later?
Could you? I would. I didn't know she, I didn't know I can do that since she passed.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, give me one moment. Again, I'm sorry to hear about your sister. Now, did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Which injectable did you use? Depo-Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or generic? Or just Depo-Provera?
Depo-Provera.
Okay. Now for this question, this is only for if, generic brands. Did you or loved one use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year, or did you only use the name brand Depo-Provera?
I just only use the name brand Depo-Provera.
Okay, so no generic, correct?
No.
Did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Okay. And what would you say is the approximate start date that you used Depo-Provera?
I started August of 2015 is when I started.
So that would be, let me give me one moment. So
You said between, is that right?
7/2015.
Yeah, no, I said, yeah, August, that's 8 months, ain't it? 8th of 2015?
That's yes.
I mean, I'm sorry, 20, yes. I started August of 2015.
2015 or 2016?
Let me see what I was. Oh, it was 2016. My bad. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So
I'm
eight
so sorry.
one 2016, correct?
You're right. I'm sorry.
All right. And when would you say you stopped using Depo Provera?
I stopped using it February of 2019.
Okay, I have 2/1/2019. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, give me one moment, please.
Okay.
And for verification purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you.
My
And
boy's deep.
thank you so much. And would you kindly spell out your legal first name, please?
Marley.
Last name?
Anders.
Okay, so I have Mary Anders. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, for security purposes, your social.
587-19-2221.
I have 587/19/2221. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And for the email, I have Mary Lampton. That's MaryLamptoN03@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And the phone number that I have is 601-419-4642. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And the phone number is mobile, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, what is the primary address?
240 Taylor Cutoff, Foxworth, Mississippi, 39483.
Did you say Taylor?
Taylor,
Is that court?
Taylor, huh?
Is this Taylor Court or Avenue or
No,
Road?
Taylor Cutoff. Cutoff, and that do not go together as Taylor Cutoff.
Oh, I see. Okay. And that's, what's the city?
Foxworth.
Okay. So I have 240 Taylor Cutoff, Foxworth, Mississippi. That's 39483. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And there's, is there a unit number or, apartment number?
No, house number, no.
Okay. Now, was Depo Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
A doctor.
Doctor, okay. And how many times were you injured? How many times were you injected with the product?
I was injected once every 3 months.
Once every 3 months?
3 months. Yeah.
Okay, so in total, how many times would you say? So let's say you were injected once every 3 months, so that would be
at
four
least,
times
but
a year.
Yeah.
So from 2019, 2016, that's about 3 years. So 3 years times 12 times?
Yes. I think
okay,
yeah.
So 12 times. And what is the name of the doctor that administered the Depo Provera?
His name was Dr. Louis Benson.
Dr. Louis Benson?
Benson, Benton.
Oh, Benson. Okay. And what's the name of the hospital or facility?
It was Marion County Hospital in Columbia, Mississippi.
How do I spell that? I'm so sorry.
What you want to spell? Marion County?
Yes. Is it Marrion?
No. It's Marion.
Oh, Marion County. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm a horse. I can't hardly talk, and I'm trying my best. It's like the more I talk, the more it hurts my throat. So I'm trying. I'm really trying. I'm sorry.
You're okay. It's okay. I'm. And
I think I'm getting that one strep or something.
that's okay. It's Marion County Hospital, correct?
Yes, sir.
And that's in
It's
Florida.
Marion General.
Oh,
They
General.
call it Marion General.
General Hospital. And it's Louis Benson. It's
Yes,
spelled,
sir.
okay.
Louis.
Bensson.
Benton.
Oh, Ton.
Benton.
Benton. Okay, I see. Okay, I do see MD. I have Dr. Louis W. Benton, MD. Is that's a correct
That's
physician, correct?
correct.
Yep.
Yes.
And then this is located in Marion County General
Columbia,
Hospital,
Mississippi.
Columbia, Mississippi, which is known as Marion General Hospital. That's in 1560 Summerall Road, Columbia, Mississippi, 39429. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, give me one second, please. All right. And I have their phone number according to their facility is 601-736-6303. All right.
Yes.
Now, what was the method of your diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Okay. And what's the name of the diagnosing doctor? Is it also Dr. Benton?
No, my diagnosing doctor's name was Dr. Richard Clatterbuck. Do you need me to spell that?
Yes, please.
Clatterbuck is CLATTER. BUCK.
Okay, I think I found him. Dr. Richard E. Clatterbuck is a at Hattiesburg Clinic.
Yes.
Okay.
It
All right, sorry,
I like the way you said it, though.
Hattiesburg.
Thank you. Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't want to laugh, but
That's okay, thank you.
was funny.
Okay, is it the and the name of the facility, is it the what's the official name for that, the facility?
Well, this was where we was at. We was at the Marion County facility. You talking about where I got my surgery performed?
The diagnosis, diagnosing
Oh,
facility.
diagnosis. Yeah, it was at Marion County General
Okay.
Hospital.
The same address, the 1560 Summerall Road.
Right.
Okay. And this physician was a neurosurgeon or neurological surgeon, correct?
He was a neurosurgeon,
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. I keep your saying over. I hate
That's okay.
to
Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
So neurosurgery. Okay. And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? You said it was CT scan and MRI, correct?
Right.
Or sorry,
Yes.
that was the diagnosing method. What
I
about
know.
treat
I
for
received
treatment?
the treatment. I got the cranial surgery, and I got the radio the what do you call it? The radiation treatment. That's what I received.
Radiation. And what was the other one?
I got what did they call it? The cranial surgery or whatever they call it. I can't say that
Oh,
word.
I see what you mean. Cranial
I got that surgery, and I also
surgery.
had to do the radiation therapy.
Okay. So cranial surgery and radiation therapy.
Craniotomy or whatever they call it, yeah.
Okay. And what's the name of the treating doctor? Is it also Dr. Clatterbuck?
Yes, Dr. Clutterbuck.
Okay, same facility, Marion General Hospital.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And then what about the prescribing doctor for the pharmaceutical? Is it also Dr. Clutterbuck?
Yes, it was Dr. Clutterbuck.
Okay, and same facility name, the Marion General Hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about for pharmacy? The pharmacy name, is it also Marion General Hospital?
No, we use Walgreens.
Walgreens. Okay, let me. Which Walgreens is it?
Walgreens in Columbia, Mississippi.
Columbia, Mississippi. Do you know if it's the 1028 highway?
It should be 98.
Yeah,
You see Highway 98?
1028,
It might be
US 98, Columbia, Mississippi.
10. Right, that's it. All I know is the 98 part of it. It's Highway 98. It's right off Highway 98.
Let me see if I could find it, pinpoint this for you.
Okay.
Is there only one in Columbia?
We only have one.
Okay, I think I do see it. It's the 1028 Highway 98 BYP
Right.
Columbia.
That's why I say it's off
Okay.
Highway 98. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the address. Give me 1 second. And that's Walgreens. Walgreens Pharmacy. Okay. Right. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Let's see here. Just want to make sure that this is correct. And I do have their phone number here, the 601-736-0368.
Yes.
Six zero one 736-0368. Okay. And were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes, I was hospital for 7 to 8 days.
You said, what were the dates that you were hospitalized for
What was it?
approximately? The dates that you
The
were
date?
hospitalized?
I had my surgery on February 15th and of 2019, and I was hospitalized for 7 to 8 days beyond that time.
Okay, so February 15, all let's see, 15. So 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 20, all the way to February 22
Yes.
of 2019.
2019, yes.
Okay, so 02. Let me just 1 moment. I have 2/15/2019 all the way to 2/22/2019 is when you were hospitalized for meningioma, correct?
I said I was hospitalized on February 15th of 2019.
And then you
And then
said
what?
7 days after that, so the 22nd of
Yes.
2019.
Right.
Okay. All right. And did you want to add any medical notes, additional medical notes? If not, you can just say none of the above.
Not at the above. I'm good.
Okay. And do you have a copy of the medical records? Are you able to obtain medical records from the clinic, the hospital, from your physician?
Yes.
Okay, and can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both?
Both.
Okay. And we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we find it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does this emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Does not live with me.
Okay, what's the name of the contact?
Hazel Lenore.
Okay, that is an H.
LENOR.
LANOR. So I have Hazel, HAZEL, Lenore, LENOR, correct?
LENIOR.
Oh, IOR. Okay, thank you. And what's the phone number?
601-563-5415.
I have 5601-563-5415. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And what's the relationship with Hazel?
My mom.
Okay. And for the email, would you like me to use your same email or did you want me to put a different email?
You can use the same one.
Okay. All right, we're almost done here. What's the address for this contact?
For my mom?
Yes.
It's 66 Connolly Lane.
Sorry, 66.
Kokomo, 56 Connolly Lane.
Connolly.
Kokomo, Mississippi.
Oklahoma, Mississippi.
What you called it?
Did you say Connolly Lane?
I said, yeah, 56 Connolly Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Kokomo, Mississippi.
Oh, Kokomo.
That's K-O-K-O-M-O.
I see.
Look, that's why I said, what do you call that?
For a second I heard Oklahoma, Mississippi. And is it Connerly Lane? Connerly?
Yeah, Connerly. Mm-hmm.
Is it the 56 Leonard Connerly Lane?
No, it's not Leonard Connerly Lane. It's just this Connerly Lane.
Connerly Lane. Okay, for some reason it's saying Leonard Connerly Lane, but
you know, I don't understand why. You know, all the, I wonder if they've been changing the addresses in the, on the systems or something, because it's always been secret. And you know, earlier, you know, I was telling somebody Taylor. They keep saying it's saying Taylor with an S. It's not. It's Taylor with no S.
Right. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Just to confirm, I have 56. That's Connerly Lane, and then that's in Kokomo, Mississippi, 39643.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. And just to confirm, everything is correct. I just want to make sure we don't have any errors here. Your medical administering physician is Dr. Louis W. Benton at Marion General Hospital. That's in 1560 mm-hmm. Summerall Road, Columbia, Mississippi, 39429. Is that all correct?
You said the one that diagnosed me?
The administering. The one that administered the...
the shot. Okay, yeah.
Yes. Yes. And then the diagnosing doctor, we have Richard E. Clutterbuck, MD. That's at Marion General Hospital, same address. And he is a neurosurgery. That's a specialty. And is that all correct so far?
Yeah.
And for the treating doctor... it's Dr. E. Clutterbuck as well, MD, same hospital, Marion General Hospital, same address. And for the prescribing doctor, I have Dr. Clutterbuck, same facility name and address. For the pharmacy, I have Walgreens Pharmacy, that's in 1028 Highway 98, BYP, Columbia, Mississippi, 39429. Is that all correct?
Wait a minute, I want to go back to Dr. Louis Benson. What did you say? Was you asking me, was he at Marion General?
For Dr. Louis W. Benson, I have for the facility, Marion General Hospital.
No, he's at, he's at 502 Broad Street,
502.
Columbia, Mississippi.
Broad
Street, mm-hmm.
Columbia. Okay, is that the...
That's my OBGYN.
Okay. That's mm-hmm. the, so this is the doctor that administered the that
ministered that, right.
Okay, that's going to be, is that the Hades, give me one second, is it called the, sorry, Hades.
You said Hades there, but the address I have for him is the one we have in Columbia, Mississippi. He may have two locations,
okay.
But my location is 502 Broad Street, Columbia, Mississippi.
Okay, so
that.
Do you want me to put that one, the Columbia Family Clinic, Hattiesburg Clinic?
I mean, you can put that one.
Okay.
He's at both of them.
Okay.
It might be one and the same, but we may just have a different address.
Okay, so the name for this clinic, is it Hattiesburg Clinic, Columbia Family Clinic?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's going to be in 502... Broad. 502 Broad Street, that's in Columbia, Mississippi, 39429.
Yes.
And the phone number that I have here is 601-736-8333.
That's the number you have for him?
Yes.
The number I have for him is 601-296-2780. But they do have different numbers, but you still call in the same place.
Okay, I put the one that you just told me, that's 601-296-2780. Is that correct?
Right.
All right, okay. Well, let me go ahead and send this form to you now. Give me one moment, please. Okay, give me one second, please. Okay. All right, Mary, we're just waiting for the system to load. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for your patience. Just one moment, please. Now, once we complete this, we're going to go ahead and do your sisters.
Okay. With my sisters, I don't have all her information.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
I don't. And see, and I do know that she was on it before me, and I can't actually give you the pinpoint. She died, you know, a pretty good time back, but
okay. Well, let's see how far we can go with the intake for your sister, and then we'll see how far we can go, and then if we hit a roadblock, then I do apologize. Your current marital status, are you single, married, divorced?
I'm single.
Okay. And the spelling of your name legally is Mary, and that's Anders, Anders, correct?
Yeah.
All right. And as far as your sister's information, for her claim. You said that you are the next of kin? Okay. Is your mother still with us?
My actual mother died when I was an hour old. The lady that I told you about, that's my mom's sister. She raised me.
I
She raised
see.
me from a baby to now.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. That's
Right.
okay. All right. I do apologize. I'm just, our system was having some issues this
I
morning.
promise you, I got on work this morning, and every place I went to, if they wasn't having a problem with computers or something, I like, and man, that's been everywhere. I've been having a problem with my phone.
Really?
Literally. Yes.
Oh no.
It won't do certain things, and it's taking a long time to download stuff. It's just running ragged to me.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Our system is usually fairly smooth, but we've had some updates for high-end security, and
Right.
it's just causing some
Slow of, yeah.
yes, yeah, slow.
That is for
But hey, at least we have higher security, which is good.
sure. Right. That's great.
And you said your phone wasn't working. Is it working now, or
Oh, no, I
no?
said it has been acting up, but yes, it's working, but it's just everything it does is doing slower. It does.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was because, I had to delete some stuff, because you know how sometimes if you have too much stuff on your phone, you have to delete some stuff. I did that and
Yeah.
everything, and it's like sometimes they have a problem, like when I have on the Wi-Fi, everything should be working, right? So
Oh, yeah.
sometimes stuff be buffering and it shouldn't be buffering, And it kind of confuses me. And then, like, it'll 1 minute to pop up saying 5G, and the next minute to pop up saying 4G. And when it's saying 5G, it could say 5G with full signal, don't do nothing, but it could say 4G and have two or three signals and playing the best,
Really? Yeah, it's very strange. I don't understand. It just makes its own little thing.
It does. It really does.
All right, let's see if it went through. So you're gonna receive an email and a text message as well. But before I do that, here's what we're gonna do. I'm just gonna double check a couple of things with you. I do apologize if I may sound repetitive. It's just to make sure that there's no errors and that we don't run into, any issues with your claim.
Wonderful. That's fine
And the only thing that I need to confirm, again, is your name. I have Mary Anders. That's MaryAnders.
me.
The address I have is 240. That's Taylor's Cut Off, Foxworth, Mississippi,
Taylor.
39. Yeah,
That's what I'm saying. It
Taylor.
don't have an S on Taylor.
Oh, there's no S on the Taylor? Okay.
No, it's not.
Okay, let me change that. I'm gonna change that. Okay, everywhere.
Okay.
So 240 Taylor Cut Off, Foxworth, Mississippi, 39483.
Right.
And okay, one moment. Okay, let me fix that real quick. Thank you for bringing that up.
Right. I don't know why it comes up like that on the Google, but that is not correct.
Yeah, okay, give me one moment. Yeah,
Okay.
for some reason, the address that shows up online has an S, which is really interesting. Now that you brought
It
that.
really is interesting. It do not have an S, clearly.
Okay, let me
It
remove
haven't had an S since I've lived here. I'm gonna put it like that.
that.
I have never wrote an S down with it.
All right, so I removed the S from the Taylor, so it's singular. Okay.
Right.
All right, so that's 240 Taylor Cut Off, Foxworth, Mississippi, 39483. The telephone number is 601-419-4642. The email is Mary, MaryLamptone03 at gmail.com. Is that correct so far?
Yes.
For the Social Security I have is 587, 19, 22, 21.
Yes.
Date of birth, I have 2/3/1974.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and send you this forms. I'm going to walk you through it. It's fairly quick. Have you used DocuSign
Okay.
before?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Okay. I think I just got the text message. Okay.
You're going to receive a text and an email. They're going to be the same thing. So what you'll do is you'll click on that link. It's going to direct you to a DocuSign web page. Let me know once you're in that web page.
Okay, you want me to do the one that came through the text message?
Yeah, either one.
Okay. Okay, it's saying, do you want me to say yes?
Yes, go ahead and click yes. You might also check a box that says I agree to use electronic signature, and then you'll click start or begin. And then once you click that, it'll direct you to the first signature field. You're going to draw your signature, and then you're going to hit next, adopt and sign, and then next, and then after
Okay, wait a
that.
minute. So I'm gonna make the security check right now. I do continue.
Yes, continue.
Okay. Now say please view and act, please review and act on these documents. So now, okay, I put agree and continue.
Yes, go ahead and click that.
Okay. Now it says start. Do I hit the start button?
Yes, go ahead and hit the start button.
Okay. And then it says next. So I need to go down here and sign here.
Yes, go ahead and sign there.
Okay.
And once you sign, you're going to hit adopt and sign. And then once you finish the adopt and sign, you're going to click next and it'll direct you to in the other fields that needs your signatures. And then for the parts that needs your initials, go ahead and draw your initials within those fields. And you're going to repeat
Okay.
the process until you see a finish button, and then you're going to click finish.
Okay. Then say you're done signing. It says continue.
Okay. You said it's already completed. Okay, let me go and
Yeah, say
check
you're
that.
done signing. It says continue. Do I hit continue?
Yes, go ahead and hit continue or close the window, whichever. I'm just going to check the form to make sure that everything's accurate. Okay. All
Okay.
right. Okay. All right. Okay, so that's pretty much it. What's going to happen right now is I'm going to send you a text message. Of
Okay.
my information. And with this text message, please listen carefully. I'm going to reiterate what I'm going to send you. First off, I just want to say thank you so much for your time. And within the next 24 to 48 hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from a 909 number. It's going to be the attorneys representing you. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to call or text me from my number. It's going to be the
Okay.
same number that you just received a text message right now. It's a 949 area code. If within the next 24 to 48 hours the attorney does not hear from you, then I will be in contact with you to transfer you over to the attorney's office so that they can get started on your claim. Now,
Okay, so I get to call them or they're gonna call me.
they're going to call you, but if they miss you. If they miss if you missed their call, I'm gonna have to call you back, and then I'll just transfer you over to them so that you could they could start the case for you. But yeah, so within the
Would I have
next
to go
20,
back through all this good stuff again?
no, they're just gonna,
Okay.
yeah, they're just gonna ask you a few questions just to confirm that you are the same person that submitted this claim, and then they're gonna get started with your case, okay? And for any other questions, you can ask them as well. But if you're having issues connecting with them, please let me know. And that's not a problem at all. I'll go ahead and transfer you to them, okay?
But I'm not to call them, they're to call me.
Yes, they will call you.
Okay.
Yes. And then they'll tell you everything else that you need to know from there moving forward.
Okay.
All right. Well, Mary, thank you so much for your time. Did you still want to see if we can
I don't want to look
file
and
for your
try with my
sister?
sister because I don't want to. I really don't have a lot of her information anymore, so I really don't want to do that because I don't want to, I just don't want to
Okay.
have any wrong information and stuff or whatever. And then, and I can't only remember
Absolutely.
so much. And so, it's been such a long time. So.
Absolutely. No, I understand that. Let me just check to see what how that would look like. And okay. Give me just one moment. I just want to make sure. Okay, yeah. So for your sister, we would just need to know her date of diagnosis, date of birth, whether or not she used Depo-Provera, and then the start date that she used Depo-Provera and the stop date.
She started earlier in like 1995 when she started on the death program.
And then when did she stop? What'd you say?
I would say she stopped in. No, she. No. I'm sorry. She started in 92 because she passed away in 93. I'm trying to get all this stuff because it's been so long ago. So she did start because she ended up
Oh, I
passing
see.
away in 93. So I don't even know. She had started like the.
Oh, I see what you
Following
mean. Okay.
why, but that's why I said I didn't want to write to go in because I don't know a
Okay.
lot of information anymore.
That's
I didn't
okay.
want to, mess up
All right.
anything for her. Well, she gone, but you know what I'm saying, I didn't want
Yeah.
to, try to remember stuff and get stuff wrong for
Absolutely.
because it's been so long.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for your time. I'm going to go ahead and you just received that text message with my information. Again, if you have questions,
I
let me
did.
know. But I appreciate
Okay.
your time and thank you for your patience. Have a wonderful
Thank
rest
you
of
so
your
much. I
weekend.
appreciate it. You
You're
too, and
very
Merry
welcome.
Christmas to you.
Merry
Okay.
Christmas to you as well. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.